The former Prime Minister Paul Keating said recently that Sydney is getting uglier by the minute, and Frank Sartor, the New South Wales Minister for Planning, is responsible for that. His criticism comes from the widespread but unproved allegation that Minister Sartor is trading development consents with political donations. Well, he's not the only person angry with Sartor. Around 200 people today from across the state gathered in front of Parliament House to protest about what they claim was Sartor's dictatorship. Farmer Peter Spencer came all the way to the protest in Sydney from his home in the Snowy Mountains. He says that the government took over his private property and now he's allowed to farm only one-tenth of his own land.
If the state wants your land, they should pay for it. But they take 20,000 acres and now I've got 800 left, freehold land, taken. And what do I do now? I've got no house. I've got no home and nowhere to put my kids. We don't expect this in Australia. Something terrible has happened in New South Wales. It's water rights, it's people's property and their houses, their homes, their values have been turned down. It is where the state is taking their land through acquisition and then on-selling it and making the money for the developers. This is terrible.
People from suburbs around Sydney were dominant in the crowd. Each and one of them had a personal story about how Frank Sartor's development policies are ruining their lives.
We're from Penrith.
Penrith, and what are you protesting about today?
Callan Park and everything else. Everything.
What's happening in Callan Park?
Callan Park, they're trying to close the hospital down and sell it all to developers.
Are you positive to see any changes in the near future while Frank Sartor is in office?
I'm sure the government will sell it for the developers and make money on it, and we won't know where the money goes anyway.
From the Everleigh Rail Workshops.
And what are you protesting about today?
They're closing them down to build whatever.
Closing down?
The large erecting workshop, and that's 120 years of history that'll be finished and turned into whatever, a supermarket or something like that. So all the skills go, all the apprentices go.
We have a plan. It's a plan. We've been planning this plan for a long time.
So you've been planning.
What do we want? Listen to the people. When do we want it? Now.
I want to thank you again for coming along, because you look around here and there are so many issues. Whether your land's been overdeveloped or underdeveloped, whether you've got an electricity power line that's been put across your land because the Yemma government's trying to save money, whether the 3801's not going to operate anymore. It doesn't matter what the issues are to here today. I'm glad you've all come together to send a very, very clear message.
The message was clear. People from all political persuasions are calling for a change. The state's Liberals also gave a speech today, with Chris Harcher, Shadow Minister for Planning, jumping on the opportunity to introduce himself to the crowd.
I am the person who wants to take Frank Sartor's job. Yeah. And Peter Debnam is the man who's going to take Morris Yemma's job.
Yeah. Peter Debnam, Leader of the Opposition.
Ladies and gentlemen, the important thing is you've got to keep the pressure up on the government. There's 4.5 months to go to the election and you've got to keep talking about community consultation. We need to remove the dictatorship from Frank Sartor. We tend to call him Godzilla, not Frank Sartor. You've got to return the power to the community and to local government. There are a number of issues, obviously, that people are going to get very angry about over the next 4.5 months.
Just like his shadow minister, Mr. Debnam thought that this was his perfect chance to sway about 200 unhappy voters over to his side. But not everyone was convinced.
It's a hypocrisy, the bloke. I think both the ALP have problems and both major parties have problems. I am a member of the ALP for about the last 40 years, and Frank Sartor is a disgrace. He should go. But for the hypocrisy of that guy to urge people to vote for a coalition government to change the dynamic is just sheer galling.
But it remains to be seen which political party will act upon the protesters' demands to ban political donations and take control of New South Wales land back from property developers.